Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome on in on this Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey with you for 4 hours. Alden Gonzalez will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. We will talk a little bit about Major League Baseball and the possible work stoppage coming or not in 2026.
We should know about that. First of all, I will apologize. My voice is not going to be 100% today.
Oof, that is.
It sounds a lot different on the air.
Yeah, I know. It sounded better in the back. So I'll try to keep it brief. But you and I know about a work stoppage and Scraby because we've got 2 weeks left before our lengthy work stoppage.
That one, of course, will be welcomed, but not necessarily the baseball one that we'll talk to Alden Gonzalez a little bit. You know, we didn't really get to ask one another about their Thanksgivings. You know, we kind of just rolled in yesterday, knocked out some. Lane Kiffin was front of mind. I hope you guys enjoyed the OT segment that was put up yesterday.
I'll put the link in the chat.
It was spirited, I would say.
Yeah, and now today, he says he's going to let his offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr. go back and coach Ole Miss in the playoffs. And I guess Ole Miss is going to allow this. I like, it's one thing that Lane Kiffin's going to let the guy do this, but it's another thing that Ole Miss is saying, yeah, bring him back.
I don't get that. Players confronted Lane Kiffin throughout the season, like later on when rumors started to become real, because they were more fearing that they were going to lose their position coaches rather than lose Lane Kiffin. They're like, whatever, you can go at this point because you're going to go. But that is weird. I did not see that they're letting him go back for a couple games.
He is Charlie Weiss Jr. has already agreed to a 3-year deal, $6 million with LSU. So he's done and done.
Yo, that's a coordinator.
Yeah, $2 million a year for a coordinator. I just don't understand Ole Miss. Like, to me, get all of you out of here.
Here's the other thing for Ole Miss. What I heard this morning was on college, one of the college shows on ESPN was saying that they were willing to pay him whatever it was.
Yeah.
LSU offered.
Right.
He just felt like it was the better job, and that it was going to the NIL part.
I'll tell you why.
I'll let you tell me.
Did you see the figure?
I did. I heard the figure.
Yeah, the figure is that LSU has committed through each year that he's the head coach at least $25 to $30 million in NIL monies for the football team.
It's certainly an advantage.
And here, let me get this because I put it later in the doc, but Here's some of the things in the contract. He's 7 years, $91 million, which is $13 million a year and tied for the highest in college football.
Thank you.
If he wins a title, LSU has to make him the highest paid head coach.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Who's the highest paid? Is that Lanning in Oregon?
I'll have to look that up in a second. His buyout, which is the craziest part of everything.
I told you that yesterday.
I know.
Overtime.
It's 80% of the remaining money of the contract, even if he gets a new job. So it's not like James Franklin, where James Franklin got a new job. They only had to pay him $9 million over 50. And then we already knew that he's going to get paid for whatever LSU does.
So Lane Kiffin has $91 million. So if he coaches 1 year and goes 4-8, and then he has $78 million left, they have to pay him 80% of that.
Correct.
To fire him.
He's certainly...
LSU's stupid, and so is the... I saw the picture of the athletic director at LSU, a weird name, Vance somebody or whatever. Anyway, I looked at the guy and
sorry
I went...
Sorry to all those Vances out there.
Yeah, sorry to Vances. But anyway, I saw the picture of the guy, and the first thing I could think of is, God, you're dumb. Like, you're dumb. Like, you just did... You just wasted, what, $80 million of the state's money... to get rid of Brian Kelly, and then you did the same thing with Lane Kiffin. I just don't get that. How do those people get those jobs in the first place? Beyond me.
Yeah, it's a wild, wild thing happening right now.
When is the governor going to come out and try to fire Lane Kiffin now?
Quiet.
And then try to sue him for the money that they owe him.
I wouldn't give it more than three games. I mean, if they go 0-3, that'll be the end of that.
I have a question in the Big Five about Lane Kiffin and how quickly he needs to... turn it around or win a national championship.
Yeah, it's that is all going to work itself out over the next 12 months. We're going to see.
Last thing for me. Is anyone other than LSU students and alumni going to root for LSU to win a single game anywhere in this nation? I don't know anyone who's going to root for this guy to be successful.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We will certainly
Are you reserving hope that you might be an LSU fan?
I'm not an LSU fan. It wouldn't matter if whoever was.
Georgia's Kirby Smart, according to our own Kirk Kenny, who does know his college football and was about to drive to Georgia at some point for the football playoff. He said Kirby Smart's highest paid in college football.
Kirby Smart.
Which makes sense. He's won a couple national championships, things of that nature.
He's earned it.
I have a Padre topic.
Real quick, does the conversation, this is just playing devil's advocate here, but does the conversation change if they turn around and win a national championship next year? LSU?
Does it change to in terms of, it?
Yeah.
I guess you have to say yes.
Well, I would say it's going to change a little, but Nick Saban, I think, was this despised by many people for doing what he did.
That's a good point.
And when he won, I think people said, okay, you are a great coach, but we still don't like you.
Right.
So
I think, but
Nick Saban hasn't become liked really until he got out of coaching, and now it's kind of on the sidelines. People think he's kind of funny.
I think that ultimately will be how this all plays out, I think, is if he has success, he will win over a segment of people. A segment of people have already made the decision that no matter what, they're not going to stand him. They're not going to be able to stand him. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, when he walks away, if he walks away like Saban did, it'll change. I mean, but right now, there is no question. He's talked about on other channels aside from sports channels.
Yes.
That's how in the red he is.
He's the highest paid employee in the state of Louisiana.
Well, most coaches are.
Yes,
I mean, Bobby Knight was number one in Indiana for all those years.
That's not new or anything.
Yeah, that's not new. But I saw an interview on CNN with a legislator from Louisiana. And they asked two questions about that stuff. And then they said, okay, what do you think about Lane Kiffin? Like, right into that. And the guy, you know, was obviously ecstatic that Lane was going to be representing their state. So, there you
go. What happened to the energy of a few weeks ago when they were, like, crying foul over Brian Kelly? This is crazy to me that this happened.
They are no longer crying foul. They are crying tears of joy at this point.
Yes, they are.
It's insane. It's insane. This is all going to end up bad. We know this. When an NFL team poaches Lane Kiffin and they owe him 80% of his money while he's coaching in the NFL.
Now here comes the tough part.
What?
There's literally nothing else to talk about.
Well, I have
today.
A Padres topic.
Okay.
Jeff Passan put out an article this morning about top 25, or Kylie McDaniel too. top 25 players that are likely to be traded this offseason, or not likely, but the top 25 trade pieces.
Okay.
Jake Cronenworth is on that list, number 20, saying the predicted chance of getting traded 25%, but the write-up is saying that his contract is doable, 5 years and $60 million remaining. They can figure out what to do in the meantime defensively, but Jake Cronenworth might be the guy that ends up moving to give them a little bit of flexibility.
I mean,
and why shouldn't you just finish it off with saying that they're predicting he'll go to the Mariners, Pirates, Marlins, or Royals, which tells me that this is just something to write in an
That's
article.
That's not true, though, because they do a lot of trades with the Pirates, the Marlins, and the Royals.
Here's what I would say. You would need to scour those four rosters and see what else could come back in return in order
for
it to be like, oh, okay, that makes some sense, right? I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of a player. I mean, I'm not putting Paul Skeens aside, obviously.
Well, right. Like, real quick, Tony, right underneath Cronenworth at 22 is Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins. So maybe that would be something we'd be interested in.
Maybe so.
But how many of these 25 that they put in this story ultimately will get traded? Three?
Yeah, maybe.
Who's their number one? Let me go back. I didn't even look at
I'm just saying.
Number one is... Oh, Skubal.
So
Skubal's number one, Ketel Marte number two.
So if we're saying that five of the 25 will give them that, five of the 25 get traded, that means I could sit down tonight at home, write a list of 25 players, put it out there.
Articles so
don't,
much.
Don't. That's not true. I use them in the show all the time. I love these things. They're something to talk about.
But why do you not like it when ESPN does it?
Well, no, I just think this is something to write. I don't think they have any more insight than anybody else.
I guess his point, if five of 25 work out and you start getting into the 20s, you might not be. Those guys might be. Very unlikely to go.
Right. If 20 of the 25 get traded, then I'm going to go, okay, you knew something.
All right, I'll give it to you that mostly these guys are just, they're just searching for the right contracts and the right situations. But we have brought it up before, and I do have breaking news, guys. This is about Joe Mauer-esque.
Well, are you breaking it now?
Yes, Alek Manoah and the Angels have agreed on a one-year deal.
Well, finally the show can take off now.
I just get so upset whenever I see these pop-ups from Jeff Passan. I'm like, Padres, nope.
Stop expecting that. All right, let's get to break. We will figure out what else we're going to talk about. Alan Gonzalez will join us later on.
I think we should talk about your new, your old favorite player who popped up last night and caused you a night's worth of anguish.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he?
Dylan the villain.
Oh.
He was in rare form, last night.
Yeah. Really? Yes, he did.
We'll get to it on the other side. We're Gwen and Chris.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tony's my bad. Back. That's okay.
I forgot.
Nah, that's okay.
217.
Rest my voice a little bit today.
217 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby.
We just have the most random things happen outside the studio.
Yeah,
people keep coming to the studio and pointing in here.
There's like seven people out there.
I'm kind of used to this. This is kind of like being in a cage during spring training, and people are like,
"Yeah." Scraby and I are not used to this. We feel like we're in a cage, but not at spring training right now.
It also helps that my back is turned, so I can't really see it.
It's the higher ups, and they're all just talking in like a triangle right now, and then they turn around and they point at us. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's not very comforting.
It's not comforting at all.
I know what Jackson Merrill was doing today, guys. Just one of those random ones. Somebody, a friend, sent a picture of his son, Junior, posing with Jackson at a driving range after hitting some golf balls today.
Nice photo
here. So I don't know who they are, but anyway. Like on a day like this where we're searching for news, that qualifies.
Do we know what driving range it was?
I don't. No.
I need to find this picture so I can see if I know the driving range.
All right. So what happened to the Lakers last night, Tony? We talked them up yesterday. They were rolling along, and then every team has a bad game. Sound like they had one, but Dylan Brooks seemed to relish in their bad game.
Dylan the villain struck again.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually he's not good when he's striking in terms of the actual game.
Right.
But yesterday he had himself a day, and he was, you know.
Letting him know.
Even
about
though I'm not a, I can't stand Dylan the villain, it was fun to kind of see him finally get one.
Because he got under LeBron's skin just a little, at least. LeBron was, you know. Well, they've kind of had it going back and forth for a while.
I think, Dylan has acted a...
He acts like an idiot.
Yeah, he's acted like an idiot most of the time. And he's lost almost all of those battles.
Right.
Like, he has come up on the wrong end. Yesterday he didn't, and he helped the Suns win 125-108. And... Man, you could not have sold me that he would have been the main reason and the leading scorer. He was only behind Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he averages 38 for
Doncic. Brooks 33, 15 of 26 from the field.
Yeah, since when did they allow Dylan Brooks to take that many shots? He averages 14 points for his career, which is a lot more than I thought he averaged, to be honest with you. But a 33-point game's kind of out of nowhere. On the other side, Tony, you watch the game probably closer, but how close did LeBron come to not making it to 10 points? Because that's starting to become a thing all of a sudden. Now he's up to, I think it's 12-97, a streak going back like, 17 years. But there's been a couple games recently where he's had to get there at the last minute or two.
I didn't watch it close enough to know if he was like in the last couple of minutes.
Right.
To get
I think
it
was the fourth quarter. He needed a couple hoops, but maybe it'd be better if that just streak goes away. But they're trying to keep it alive for him, which I understand as well.
I mean, listen, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, they were losing by about 15-16 in the fourth anyway. So
no, at that point,
he's in the game. He's going to be in the game. But I think yesterday was kind of one of those days where they didn't come out ready to play. They had been really good defensively. They were not very good defensively last night. They turned the ball over a bunch, and that's a good recipe to lose a game.
Yeah, I think one thing, I mean, if you're looking for something to do
21
tonight,
turnovers.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, the Thunder playing the Warriors on NBC, I think it's one of these games. Have you seen these games, Tony, on Tuesday night? They come on at 8 o'clock.
I think it's called Coast to Coast. Like they have a
Coast to East Coast because everyone's asleep on the East Coast.
Well, I'm saying I think they have a early East Coast game, and then they have a West Coast game. Okay. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah. The Thunder is 20-1 though, so yeah. Maybe something to keep an eye on. They're playing the Warriors tonight. The bad news is I don't think Steph Curry's in that. He's out for a little while.
Yeah, you got Knicks Celtics the early game,
okay,
and then you got Thunder Warriors the late game.
Oh, you know who's out for an indefinite period of
time? Yes, your boy Zion. Three weeks.
Again?
Indefinite. 3 weeks.
Well, Sean said it's a lengthy period of time. He already missed 8 games last month due to a hamstring injury. I just got to ask. I'm not saying it about Zion, but why do teams pay all this money for guys who consistently get injured? I don't get it.
Did he get the money when he got injured, or he's been getting injured since he got the money?
No, he's been injured his entire career.
It's just been bad luck, man.
Bad luck?
Is it time?
He supposedly came in great shape this year. That's what they said. He got in shape. But
all that pepperoni went to his hamstring.
Oh, now listen to you. Listen to you.
What I was going to say, is it time to maybe be a tiny bit impressed that he's able to sit out 15 games, come in, score 35 every game, and then get hurt and miss 15 more? Because when he's in there, he's averaging 25 points a game for his career.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, missing all these games. So it is crazy that he can just come in and play like that.
I'm going to go and get Chris some lemon tea. Everybody's calling him Blanche from Golden Girls on the chat.
Oh, goodness. which one was that?
I don't even know.
I think that was the taller one, right?
B. Arthur? But you don't know the character, the actress's name, so no. I'll look it up. But no. Yeah, okay.
I'll be back.
I'm sure to check.
I'm taking one for the team today. Sorry, everybody. I appreciate you putting up with it. Doing my best. You know, another thing I saw last night, I did watch the football, Tony, and the reminder.
Did you see Dart get pummeled
again?
That's what
I was going to just say. What reminded me in that game is that football is dangerous.
Yeah.
And it is violent. And
super violent.
That guy, number 53 for the Patriots, I think it's Ellis.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got the hit on Dart. That was one. But then on the kickoff return, he hit the guy helmet to helmet, straight on. The guy fumbled. The Patriots recovered. No penalty, no nothing. I don't know what the rule is in the NFL, but it's not the same as college. Because in college, he'd be ejected from the game immediately. I wonder if he'll get a fine or something.
You're not supposed to hit with the crown of
your
helmet.
Well, that's exactly what he did, and he crushed the guy head to head. Of course, the Ellis, the Patriot guy, just got up and seemed to relish in that hit. I mean, that's the crazy lunatics you're playing up against sometimes.
Hey,
wow.
The hit he got on Dart.
Oh.
It was clean.
It was inbounds.
It was 100% clean.
It looked like it wasn't, but when they showed the replay, it was. Yeah.
And we'll say it again. Jackson, please, get out. You're going to get you almost got decapitated on that particular play.
He Jackson Dart, I will give him credit. He asked him about it after the game. He said, hey, this ain't soccer. So he was, you know, he got it. He's like, hey, I got the hit.
That's
right.
That's not soccer, but you might be playing soccer. You keep running like that.
Take your toll for sure. I mean, could you imagine it's not going to happen, and I don't wish it to. But if Tua was running near the sidelines and got hit like that,
I think Tua knows better now. At this point,
I guess, but that guy hits hard. Patriots hit hard. I mean, they were lighting up some of those guys last night.
I wonder, you know, Scraby got out of here just in time since we started talking about the Patriots and their head coach. Now they are running away.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel didn't tell
in hiding.
Mike Vrabel didn't tell Ellis after those hits, "Hey, take it easy."
Nah.
You know, he went over and said, "Hey, that's the job you're to do." And I think that's the whole thing that Vrabel's able to bring.
He brings toughness. Yeah. I think that's the two things, the thing that kind
of... That was quick, by the way. I wish when I ordered lemon tea elsewhere, it came this quickly.
Actually, it's not lemon tea. It's cranberry harvest.
Well, that's not going to help, is it?
Yeah.
Well, Scraby, more importantly, did you see your favorite head coach get another W last night?
Impressively.
Oh, Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. You know, it.
The more you do this, the more you look crazy.
No, I'm at this point, I can't talk anymore. Although.
Oh, what do you got on?
They're getting wins over a Giants team that doesn't have a coach, has a quarterback that runs through walls.
Yeah.
And they're playing away on Monday.
They're
night
also
football.
Beating them like they should, though. Yeah, like a drum.
How did the 10-2 Rams fare this week? You know, I mean, it's the NFL, and you still got to win these games.
Anybody can be beat.
You know what Mike Vrabel's smartest decision was? Buying in on Drake May, because that guy is good. He is for real.
I think he's for real, but I also don't see a hand get laid on this guy.
Who's that?
Drake May.
No.
I see him go back to pass. I see him survey the field. I see him maybe dance a couple steps to his right and then throw a clean pocket. It's similar to what I used to see with Brady when he used to go back there. And I think that helps make Drake good.
Not being told to zip it on the chat because I've been trash talking Mike Vrabel all year long.
You have.
We're gonna go to somewhere and introduce you to him straight up, see how that goes.
I would tell him how much I loved him.
Yes, you would.
She was standing in front of me. That guy's huge. Are you kidding me?
He's not a small man.
No, and his mustache just makes me more scared of him for some reason.
By the way, the Giants once again proving that they were correct in firing their coach. But keeping their genius of a GM, General Manager Joe Shane was asked about the Giants' 2-11 record this year and 5 wins over the past 2 years. Shane reasoned, quote, "Not good enough." Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding.
Thanks. Yeah.
I don't like the New York Giants because they beat my team in big games, but I feel for the Giants fans right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the fans haven't deserved anything like this to happen to them, but, you know, that's how it's been rolling. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Aldin Gonzalez to talk a little Major League Baseball, not Padre Baseball, but Major League Baseball. We're going to Chris.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
234, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, searching for something to talk about. Well, we found something. Aldo Gonzalez will join us shortly. Talk a little bit about this Major League Baseball situation. A lot of talk of a salary cap. At least that's the...
Why? Why do they keep wasting their time?
I don't know. They,
you know what I mean?
Because it, again,
that's like asking somebody out on a date that has told you no 30 times. You just decided to ask them again.
It's gonna be
31.
It's gonna take. The real question is: could any of us, and when I say us, the baseball community, handle what would come if they actually indeed pursued that?
What do you mean? Like, would we like baseball better?
Or? No. Would we be able to survive without it for a significant amount of time?
I say no.
More better question. Can baseball survive?
Yes.
With a long stoppage.
1994 with no World Series into 1995, it was teetering a little bit. It was not guaranteed when they came back that fans would come back, and they really didn't until
ironically
somebody started giving McGuire and Sosa all those steroids and they hit all those home runs. But that was 1998, so it was actually about a 3-year stretch where baseball was way down.
But
like, I watched the games, watched the games, but you know what I mean, in general it was way
down. I watched
down.
A documentary about it, and they were kind of saying the sentiment at the time was that the players were greedy and they should feel happy that they're making the money that they are. I don't feel like that's the same sort of
I think the society is just more educated about all of this stuff than they were in 1994. That's one thing.
Right.
I think the other thing is in 2025, there's so many different avenues for
a lot more to go watch
people
now.
To turn their attention to that wasn't available in 1994.
There's just one thing that keeps sticking in my mind. Every time people say they're not going to do something, they always do it. Like, no one's going to give up going to the grocery store to get prices back down, you know? Everybody's just going to keep doing it and paying the prices. Look at the Colorado Rockies.
No, but we have to eat. I mean,
right.
Okay, this is, what terrible, are you talking
about? This is a luxury.
Yeah. Okay, a terrible example. Okay, I'll just put it in the Colorado Rockies. They don't demand a good team to go see the game. They're going to buy tickets regardless of
again,
what the team is
though,
doing.
Again, though, that is a luxury. If it's just gone and people start to apply the money
they're
they spend on that.
Find something else to do while it's gone, and will they stop doing that?
Will
and
they
go
be
back?
Upset enough?
Some will
to stay away.
I think there'll be some that are upset, but I think there'll be more that just go off in another direction, and you have trouble bringing them back.
Yeah,
because we have to do something. It's been proven ever since World War II back. You know, then that even during the 4 or 5 years of the war when nobody was working and nobody had any money and there was a Great Depression and everything was happening, the same money was still spent going to movies and things like
that. They found other avenues.
We need entertainment. Right. We always need that.
Right.
So we'll find
something. And
there's
a lot more of it now than there was
right.
in 1994. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, friend of the show, joins us. Alden, how are you, my friend? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great, Tony. Fantastic. How was yours?
It was good, man. Nice and quiet. Half my family was on the East Coast. Half my family was here. We made it work. Let's talk a little baseball. I saw your article here a couple days ago talking about the possible work stoppage before the 27 season. It's no guarantee. Both sides have, I think, started communicating at this point. But you asked a very good question. Why? Why would they want to do it with business booming right now, seemingly better than it has in quite some time? Solely to get a salary cap, Alden?
I think it's, and it is a fair question. Like, the sport in many ways is in really good shape right now. And, I mean, as you probably are maybe slightly old enough to remember from the mid-90s,
oh, yeah,
and just what that work stoppage did to the sport and how long it took for the sport to actually recover from that, it would be awful to go down that path again. And it's still early, and a lot can change. But economic disparity continues to be, and increasingly so, a major flashpoint in the sport. And it's been exacerbated by the Dodgers and Mets spending to levels that other teams claim that they can't. You saw Hal Steinbrenner, the Yankees owner, talk about how he'd be in favor of a salary cap. And I mean, like, when you have the Yankees owner coming out talking about how he would support a certain type of salary cap, I think that says something about the mindset of these owners right now. I don't know if you caught what happened with Marquee Sports Network from the Chicago Cubs, but like every team, I shouldn't say every team, but every team maybe except for the Dodgers, maybe the Blue Jays, has been impacted by the regional sports network business completely deteriorating. And I mean, the Padres are chief among them. The Padres were among the first teams in baseball to lose their RSN deal. And that was a major source of fixed annual revenue every year that the owners no longer have. And now a lot of them point to that in saying that the economic disparity is greater than ever. They can't afford to keep up with several other teams, the bigger market teams, and it's a problem that needs to be addressed in negotiations. And then on the other side of that, you have a players union that has said from its foundation, from its inauguration, that they would never accept a salary cap. Mm-hmm. And when those are the starting points, yeah, it's a pretty precarious situation, even though we are still 12 months out from this actually being a real thing that affects the sport.
Alden Gonzalez is with us. Alden, excuse my voice, down and out a little today, but that's really the biggest problem here. Tony talks about it all the time. I think he has a little closer feel for the player side of it, that they will never, ever, ever, never do a salary cap. So, you know, the owners are going to try to convince them that they just have to have one this time, but I don't believe the owners. I'm not trying to say that they're not getting as much money as they used to with TV. I get that. But the owners, every single time push comes to shove, these owners seem to find enough money to pay these big name players. And so until they can get that under control, I feel like the players are always going to feel the money's there.
Absolutely. And then look, every single one, and this thing, it's hard to feel pity for all of these owners. We're multi-billionaires. And who also, by the way, own these franchises that continue to increase in value.
Yeah.
And you could say, like, okay, fine, that's not actual realized dollars, but you sell your team and you're going to make, I don't know how many times what you purchase them for, depending on how far back you go, but those franchise values continue to go up. And, you know, the problem, too, is that, you know, outside of the Atlanta Braves, who are part of a publicly traded company, like, we are not privy to their finances. We are privy to the Braves' finances, and they make a ton of money. And to their credit, they put that money back into their roster.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's – and that's the problem here, too, is that we don't know exactly what the owner's financial pictures are. We just got to take their word for it. And a lot of people are not trusting of these owners. And so that's why it seems as if sometimes with this stuff, you get to a stalemate and it can't really be worked out. I will say, though, if I'm looking at sort of a brighter side to this, and I don't know if it's a brighter side, but I keep thinking that it would be very difficult. It would be really difficult for the sport to go through an entire economic overhaul before the league nationalizes its media rights. And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has talked about how his goal is to nationalize all the media rights, basically have all the local media rights of all 30 teams under MLB's umbrella. But that's not going to happen until after the 2028 season. And until you nationalize those and you sell those and you know how much money you're going to make off that, you're not really sure what league revenues are. And so even if you want to implement a salary cap system, I think it would be really difficult. And I think it would be hard to change the entire economic landscape of the sport until you handle media. And that's still going to be 2 years away from this last round of negotiations. I keep going back to that and thinking, all right, maybe they'll just kick the can down the road. They'll talk tough, but at the end of the day, they're not going to want to miss games. They're going to wait so that they could maximize the media revenue. I keep thinking that, but we'll see.
Alden Gonzalez joins us. ESPN does a terrific job, out with a new article on ESPN. And Alden, you kind of hit on something I was going to ask you about. That was kind of the sentiment seemingly going into this season, was that they wanted to nationalize all the media. But that's going to take convincing the Yankees, the Dodgers, to kind of allow their cash cow, if you will, to be split or put into or given into the hands of the owner. What is the latest rounds of TV kind of deals that Manfred has pulled off here, getting back in with ESPN? Netflix is now a part of it. How does that mix in? Is that him really kicking it down to 2028 when those deals come about, or were those deals a little bit longer than 2028?
No, he has said it ever since Diamond Sports Group, which owned the majority of the RSNs, or owned the more RSNs than any other affiliate did. When they went through the bankruptcy process, he said that his goal is to nationalize revenue by the end of 2028. And these deals are a direct signal toward that. All of them expire in 2028. These are all three-year deals. The ESPN one, the Netflix one. Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody else in here. But all the deals here are through 2028. That's when the league's going to nationalize all the revenue. But you're right, Tony. I mean, you ask the central question here. I mean, one of the Dodgers' biggest advantages, maybe, outside of Shohei Ohtani and just the economic driver that he is their RSN deal and how ironclad it is and also how lucrative it is. And I think that's going to be the biggest question. How do you convince the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, I'll throw the Blue Jays in there, maybe the Phillies and the Giants?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, too, if you're going to sell these rights nationally to a major company like an ESPN, like an Apple, like a Netflix, you're not gonna get anywhere close to the amount of money if you don't have the big market teams.
Right.
You need those teams in there, and that's gonna be the biggest thing. And it's gonna be like, how does it work in terms of collective bargaining? Like, hey, I'm pretty sure that if you're the Dodgers or the Yankees, you don't want it to be split evenly among 30 teams.
Right.
Should you think that. You deserve a bigger piece of the pie, and that's something that they're going to have to work out.
I would imagine that's exactly, when they get down to brass tacks and the owners ask for a salary cap, I'm positive that's what the players are going to encounter with. Like, well, why don't you just get your teams to kind of get in the same page and kind of split their revenue amongst each other? I mean, it does seem like a very, as you said, precarious situation. Do they end up just kicking the can down in the collective bargaining agreement so everybody can see what happens in 2028? Like, how does that factor into this?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And here's the good thing for me is that I can kick the can down the road, right? Like, I don't have to. I am dreading covering this again because I feel like I just covered this recently. They're not gonna, they've had like informal talks, but they're not really gonna get down to brass tacks until like maybe this coming spring training. That's when this is really gonna start, and then you know, they're going to hem and haw until maybe November. November is going to be when they really get down to it, next November. So at this point, I don't know that either side has truly defined what their bargaining points are going to be. We know that MLB is going to push in some way to a salary cap. What does that look like? How are they going to get the union to agree to it? I think both sides are still trying to figure that out.
Alden Gonzalez is with us. By the way, Alden, you may think you don't have to make a decision now, but Tony and I are going to recommend you for commissioner of baseball, so you may have to be involved sooner than you think.
I don't want that job.
I'm sure you do. Well, you'd be a voice of reason, which is something that they probably wouldn't know how to deal with. We were kicking it around before you came on. If they did strike or there was a stoppage for a year, compared to 94, how much more would it hurt the sport this time? They have to at least be thinking about that in the back of their mind before they do anything that stupid.
Yeah, and to the earlier point about just media and just sort of capitalizing on that, like how much would it hurt the product to the sense that, like, you know, your rights are no longer as valuable, and the league continues to tout how valuable those rights are. Right. I mean, compared to what, 94, 95, you're talking 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago by that point it'll be.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the other things that are at fans' disposal these days to get their attention, right? Like attention spans have never been more fickle than they are right now. So, the sport will be forgotten. I mean, not completely forgotten. I don't want to be so hyperbolic. But it'll be so much easier to lose fans because they have so many things in society today that are occupying their attention. It's the type of risk that honestly, and this adds further fascination to this, but it's the type of risk that the sport can't really take, I don't think. So that's what's going to make this so, so fascinating.
So fascinating. I mean, listen, it was part of the issue why the baseball had to make some of the rule changes. People were bored with it. They were moving away, right? And then you put throw something like this in front of them, it could get tricky very, very fast. Alden, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. We'll catch up again soon.
No problem, guys. All right, take care.
Thanks,
Alden Gonzalez, ESPN.
He got a little scared when I mentioned commissioner.
I would have too. I don't want the problems. Quick, this is interesting. I think you guys would want to know this. In Alden's article, who are the primary names fans should know on both sides of negotiation? Paul Skeens is one of those negotiations.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
We're talking about player side.
Player side, yes.
What?
You think he would be out there representing
the owners?
I don't think that he doesn't scream public office to me.
Well, I'm going to give you the rest of the names. Scooble is on there. Chris Bassett, also on there. Our very own Jake Cronenworth is on that.
He's a voice of reason.
Yeah. Pete Fairbanks, who I think is hilarious, by the way. Cedric Mullins, Marcus Semien, and Brett Suter are all representative, and there's one representative of each team. Thought you guys might want to know. On the owner's side, you could probably guess some of these names.
Don't tell me Dick's in
Dick is the first name.
Oh,
headed by Dick Monfort.
What?
He's also joined by Howe's crying poor, basically, right now. Hal Steinbrenner. John Sherman of the Royals. Jerry Reinsdorf, one of the old heads, still in there.
Who is excellent at work stoppages.
isn't he also, like, giving up the team, too?
I'm not sure.
Ishbia was, like, bought it, I thought.
But he's the old guard.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know that matters. If I'm not mistaken, I think Ron was still heading the owner's side, even though I think he's part
Ron
of the team.
Ron Fowler still. That's right.
So I don't know that matters. He's certainly, and then you got Ray Davis, Texas Rangers, Mark Antanasio, the Milwaukee Brewers, and there are other, you know, owners involved. But those are the main heads that'll be. And I got to say, based off of that group, if it's about them, it's a pretty cool-headed individuals in that group. I don't know about Dick, but the rest of them are.
How could you be a group of owners and say, that's the guy we want as our point man?
Is he the guy who is the only one volunteering for it?
He might be the one that is most hardline.
We
have to keep costs low.
He might be the most hardline.
Right. Like, I can understand why the Padres, Dodgers, Giants, and Diamondbacks want him there forever. Because that's one less team they have to compete with, and they know it. but to have him representing baseball is terrible.
They might be upset when they add these two new teams because the Rockies very well might not be in the Western Division once these other two teams are out.
We got to do what we can to keep him here.
Keep him in, keep him in the division.
Yeah, keeps us out of the cellar forever.
I guess Paul Skeens, I was thinking about the players. Paul Skeens would represent the newer players, but he doesn't really represent...
It's not about the newer players. Because the if the players' issue, most likely, is that there's too much of a gap between the top 2% and then everybody else.
Yeah.
They'd like the middle class to get a significant raise. I think that's part of the goal every year. I mean, the minimum goes up, right? But the middle class of Major League Baseball players probably is the one that's getting jobbed the most, the way things kind of work out now.
You would think that the higher, like the Bryce Harpers and those people, would be the people out front because they're the head of it, but they don't represent most of the people.
Right. It's guys like Jake,
you
know, Cedric Mullins. Bassett's, you know, those are that's their middle class of
and Paul Skeens is kind of there because he's not
he's
yet
got
to the
he's
big
got
money.
There early right.
Right, he's not yet to the big money.
Remind everybody, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit davidpshapirolaw.com. The Daily Gambit on deck.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.